Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. All bodies have now been recovered following a Friday night explosion at a chocolate plant in eastern Pennsylvania. Officials say seven people died following the removal of two more bodies today. West Reading, Pennsylvania Mayor Samantha Cague.
There will be three buildings condemned around the current site, which is just a precaution as we move into the investigation phase to figure out what caused this and how we can prevent anything from happening like this in the future.
For several hours today, Philadelphia officials warned locals that they may want to drink bottled water instead of water out of the tap. That's because of a nearby liquid latex spill. KYW-TV's Alicia Roberts says that officials now say testing has found no danger.
Officials have been testing new water coming into Baxter, which takes 24 to 48 hours to work through the system before it can be in anyone's tap. An official from the Philadelphia Water Department said they have not found any contamination.
A tornado touched down early this morning in Troup County, Georgia, near the Alabama border. This following ones in Mississippi and Alabama that killed at least 26 people. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in the hard-hit town of Rolling Fork.
People from neighboring communities that weren't affected, they're offering any sort of help. Do you need help hauling anything off? Do you need help looking for things? People are walking around. I saw one gentleman who had a bunch of work gloves, and he was going around to what's left of these homes and people who were there working and saying, hey, do you guys need some gloves to sift through things? They were gladly taking them.
Now to Seoul, South Korea, where reporter Alex Jensen says the North has fired two more short-range ballistic missiles into the sea.
North Korea's ongoing weapon tests are very much linked to what it sees as war preparations by the U.S. and South Korea, with an American aircraft carrier expected to soon be deployed here. The North's rhetoric in recent days and weeks suggests it will be keen to show it's not phased and that it can defend itself.
Back here, a Manhattan grand jury meets again in the morning in a case that could bring charges against former President Trump. He claimed he would be arrested last week. On NBC, his attorney, Joe Tacopina, says Trump did not make that up.
We've been in touch with the district attorney's office regarding potential logistics of an arraignment if it gets to that point.
History is made at March Madness on CBS.
It's the biggest win in Hurricane Hoops history.
Fifth seed Miami beats second seed Texas 88-81 to head to the Final Four men's basketball tournament for the first time. It is Miami's first time in the Final Four in the school's whole history. The big game next weekend. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Southeast Wisconsin could be in for a lot of wet and heavy snow tomorrow. Forecasters predict 5 to 8 inches of snow from Janesville, east to Kenosha, and north to Manitowoc. Madison and the Fox Valley should get 1 to 5 inches. It's supposed to come down fast enough to make roads slippery for a time, but it's warm enough that the snow won't stay on the ground for long. Majority Republicans on the Wisconsin State Building Commission are rejecting every recommendation in Governor Evers' capital budget request. Evers' capital budget request is the largest in at least a decade, coming in at almost $4 billion. Republicans are expected to approve a shorter list of building requests later this year. That's what they've been doing in the recent past. In sports, the Bucks are at Utah tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras, Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras, Thompson, and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street. Saturday, April 15th. Max 8 Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bombblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You'd think, as a staffer who's aware of the media, you maybe wouldn't serve your state senator up on a platter.
Scobity boom boom, scobity dog.
What? Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Welcome to the Thursday show of As Goes Wisconsin, and it is a packed one.
It really is.
We have a lot going on today, including, which I could not be more excited about, and a little nervous.
Me too.
David Mandel, who maybe you don't know him by name, which is fine, but he has written on SNL, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm. He wrote The Cat in the Hat.
With Jim Carrey.
Not Jim Carrey, Mike Myers.
Oh, right.
And Eurotrip, if you remember that movie. And he was also the executive producer, showrunner, writer, sometime director of Emmy Award-winning Veep.
Multiple Emmy Awards.
Yes. And he's also very involved in politics. While he's not from Wisconsin, but he is... He has done stuff with WISDEMS in the past, and so he's joining the show at 1 p.m. today. So we're going to talk to him about his career. He has a new show coming up on HBO called White House Plumbers, which is about Watergate. And then we also have taken, we've crowdsourced some ideas.
Oh, there's some great stuff.
We've come up with some of our own, but we are going to be pitching him some new shows, some concepts for some new shows, and we're going to get him to rate on a scale of 1 to 5 curds, which ones he thinks has some real potential to make it in the Hollywood rooms.
There's winners in there.
I think there's winners in there too. We haven't had the 90s. I don't feel like the 90s show reboot counts. We haven't had a good Wisconsin show in a while, right?
It needs to be updated.
Yeah.
And there's so many possibilities.
I know. So that's coming up at 1 today. But to kick off today's show, this started to circulate yesterday. I got a little bit more information about it after yesterday's show. But I guess the question is, rainbow songs, very dangerous.
Apparently so.
We can all agree. So very, got to protect the kids from songs about rainbows.
Yeah, yeah.
But knowing how dangerous that is, what should we ban, you know, maybe before we ban songs about rainbows?
There could be a couple things.
844-967-2789. We will get to your calls and your texts on that subject soon. But let me just set this up a little bit more. You know, we are not, it's not new for this show to be talking about the attack on LGBTQ rights across the country. And if you have not been following this, you know, it's been happening a lot this year. I think there's been 385 bills across the country as of this year that take aim at LGBTQ rights. And they include, in Tennessee, they've become the first state to restrict drag shows. In Iowa and Idaho, they've sent bills to their governor's desk to restrict bathroom access. In West Virginia, they're one step away from banning gender-affirming health care for trans minors, while Nebraska is also debating whether to do a similar measure. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis wants to expand the Parental Rights in Education Act, which has also been dubbed the Don't Say Gay Law, to include all grades. Currently, that law only applies to kindergarten through third grade, but if it would were to be expanded, no one would be allowed to discuss sexual orientation or gender identity in the classroom, including in high school, which, you know, those raging hormones.
Yeah, it seems important to actually tell them what their parts do.
The proposal doesn't require legislative approval either and will be put to a vote in front of the state's Board of Education next month. In Arkansas, earlier this week, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed a law that blocks transgender students from using the bathroom that matches their gender identity. This makes it the fourth state, along with Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee, to pass that type of law in public schools. It also comes as the state lawmakers are considering an even stricter bill that would make it a crime for transgender adults to use public changing rooms and bathrooms that don't match their sex assigned at birth. And so we are, you hear all of these, and we are in a place and in the state that luckily we reelected Tony Evers so that any bill that our legislature would try to replicate that are getting signed and passed in these other states would get vetoed immediately. But that doesn't mean that at the local level, there's not school boards who are still trying to do what they can to also limit the very scary alphabet mafia that are coming for your kids.
The alphabet mafia.
Have you never heard that term before?
I haven't.
I like that. I think I've heard other members of that community refer to it as that, so I don't think it's offensive. I also, it's a fun thing to say. But the most, and I want to be careful here, because the school has not commented on this publicly. The school board in Waukesha has not commented on this publicly. But yesterday, while we were on air, a teacher, an elementary first grade teacher, started tweeting, because I think sometimes when you feel powerless, that is the thing that you
do.
This is the power of social media sometimes,
yes,
as far as being a person who is trying to get an attention on a story. And sometimes the story gets legs by posting it on social media. She tweeted out basically that her first grade class now is not allowed to sing Rainbow Land, which is a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
Right.
That is called Rainbowland, but has nothing to do with anything gay whatsoever. We'll read the lyrics in the next segment, and they are not allowed to sing the song in their first grade musical performance, because each grade has their performance, and the first graders, I guess the theme, I did talk to the teacher this morning on the phone, and the theme was going to be like the world, you know, the world around us. And so the songs were going to be Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Like that.
What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Des Colores, which I hadn't heard of, but is a Spanish speaking song. And Rainbowland. And she was like, I had never heard this song, but the lyrics were so great and inclusive and,
yeah,
and happy. And supposedly, the music teacher at this school, who is the teacher for all the grades, submitted the song list, despite not having done this for the other grades, submitted the song list to make sure everything was fine. Because as we know, as we've talked about many times on this show so far,
things are so touchy now.
Things are a little touchy in the Waukesha School District as far as what teachers can wear, what signs they can have in their classroom. You know, so you just wanted to be careful. And the feedback came back that nope, they cannot sing this song.
Rainbow Connection.
No, Rainbow Land.
Rainbow Land.
By Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And so they were going to swap it out for Rainbow Connection, which is sung by no other than the Kermit the Frog.
I am Kermit the Frog.
And it sounds like that one is also a no-go.
Oh, that's a no-no.
So, apparently it is the rainbow is the problem. Because there has not been, at least from the conversation I had with the teacher, there has not been another justification besides that. And so, in your opinion, if rainbow songs are getting banned, what should we maybe think about banning instead of, before we ban rainbow songs, yeah, what should get banned first? Yeah. 844-967-2789. I think we already have a caller.
Sarah from Waukesha is joining us. Hi, Sarah. Thanks. What do you want to say?
Hi, good to talk to you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi there. My daughter is actually in that first grade class.
Is
so
she?
I wanted to call, and she is in that first grade class. Yes.
So, how do you feel about this? Did I do a good job of summarizing the situation?
Pretty much. That's how I understand it. Yes.
So, how are you feeling as a parent right now?
Well, my daughter came home last week and was so pumped for the concert. First graders are 6-7 years old and, you know, just totally full of joy. And she hopped on, you know, the TV and put on YouTube for us and was like, "Mom, you're not going to believe it. We're singing a Dolly Parton song." And she was, because we love Dolly. We stand Dolly in my house. And so she played the song for us and played, you know, and also Rainbow Connection, "Mom, you and Dad love that." I'm like, "Oh, we love it." She played us "What a Wonderful World." You know, you mentioned that was one of the alternatives, and she was so excited, so pumped. I left my Chromebook out, and she started writing about how excited she was to sing these songs. Just, "Mom, can I do a document?" And she, I know, super cool kid. And then she came home yesterday and was like, "We can't sing it anymore." And I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, no hi, no nothing." When she came in the door, she just said, "We can't sing it anymore." And I said, "What can't you sing anymore?" She said, "Rainbow Land." I'm like, "Well, I can't you sing Rainbow Land?" She goes, "I don't know. They just told us we're not allowed to."
Wow.
And so, you know, I was like, "Okay, Rainbow Connection then." And she said, "No, we're not allowed to sing that either." And so even, you know, this morning I said something to my husband about it again. And she said, we cannot sing that song. And she was like, "You need to follow the rules, Mom." And to see, you know, my child who was so excited to be part of this concert and sing these songs, a couple of, you know, part of our family culture that we, you know, we love Dolly Parton. We love the Muppet movie. We play the Rainbow Connection in our family playlists all the time. And
Sarah, can I get you? We have to go to break.
There's nothing wrong with these songs.
And there's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with these songs. Can I get you to hold on through the break so we can keep talking on the next segment?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
We are talking about the Waukesha School District again. And what would you ban ahead of banning songs about rainbows? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. In a promised land, he left home. Can you overstand? Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And though the road is rocks, it sure feels good to me. And if I'm lucky, together we'd always be. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You don't know my kind of music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 27. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 39 tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 22. Mid-40s Tuesday, much cooler Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s and mixed precip. A dusting of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we were talking about a new development in Waukesha in an elementary school where apparently no more rainbow songs.
They're very dangerous, Kristen.
And I don't know if you've ever met, I have a five-year-old niece who loves rainbows.
Well, when you're five, you kind of love everything.
Well, that's what I mean. But she loves art, and there is, you know, the symbolism of a rainbow so far predates any association with the LGBTQ community, and it is so much about diversity and color and brightfulness, bright, like being hopeful and bright, like brightness and colors. And so on the phone still is Sarah, who is a mom in Waukesha. And in fact, her daughter is in the class that no longer can sing the rainbow song. And so, Sarah, have you heard anything? Because I was able to talk to one of the teachers this morning. I think maybe your daughter's teacher. I mean, your daughter's teacher. And she told me a little bit more background. Has there been anything that's come down from the principal or the school board or any word from people trying to defend this decision?
You know, to be fair, I haven't heard back yet from the principal or the superintendent. I sent the principal an email last night, and this morning I sent the superintendent an email. And so we know they're busy, and I, you know, not to speak badly of them, I haven't heard back from them yet. But yes, I did send them both an email about the situation.
And so I guess, have you talked to other parents? Because this just feels like, out of all the things, especially to see your own child get so deflated over something that, when you read the lyrics of this song, it's, you know, there's absolutely nothing controversial in these lyrics whatsoever. And so if this stands, is it just kind of like the new world that you have to live in if you're sending your school kid to school in Waukesha?
I mean, I suppose. I feel like, you know, as I said earlier, this is part of our family culture, you know, these songs. And now my daughter is completely confused why they're not okay to be sung at school. And I completely understand that as a parent, that's my job to help my child navigate the world. But what do I say? I'm, you know, kind of at a loss. And I've spoken with other parents and they can't see anything wrong as well. And so it feels like a just completely weird decision to me why you would say that a song about rainbows that, you know, has been sung, especially the Rainbow Connection, has been sung by choirs in every school since it has come out in the 1970s. You know, Kermit the Frog sang it. It's one of the most popular choir songs. Even that is now considered controversial in the school district of Waukesha. And I cannot, for the life of me, understand.
Well, and Sarah, to me, this just does not feel organic. This is there are groups who are pushing this around the country who do not live here, who don't send their kids to school here, and they're the ones who are creating all of these things, and it's really frightening.
Mm-hmm. It's just very, like I said, it's strange. I mean, in my elementary school days, every spring we sang songs about spring weather, you know, rain, rainbows, sunshine, flowers, all of these lovely things that are part of the joy of living in Wisconsin, is that we get to celebrate this beautiful springtime and leading into a really awesome summer. We always celebrate these things. It's just a part of life here. And it's very strange to me that a rainbow would be something that is not acceptable for a 7-year-old to sing about with his class.
Well, what's so interesting is because, you know, so much of this is based on, as we said, some of the other laws that are getting passed in other states and the Florida, mm-hmm. you know, in Florida law, the parental rights, AKA don't say gay bill, which is you can't talk about sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. But by banning this song, it mm-hmm. is now forcing you to have that conversation with your 6-year-old on what's wrong yeah. with rainbows. Mm-hmm. So if anything, it's having
and
the opposite
would
effect.
Have a problem with that.
Yeah. Of like, it is taking something that is a natural occurrence in our world of light reflected that is beautiful mm-hmm. and is a symbol for a lot of different things, and forcing the attachment to one specific group of people instead of the interpretation of so many different things it is and can be.
And just as a real quick side
Absolutely.
Note, talking about that Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, the man who authored that bill is now facing up to 35 years in prison for defrauding the government trying to get COVID relief money.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
Isn't that a fun fact?
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida is now facing 35 years in prison.
Well, Sarah, is there anything else you want to say as far as being, you know, representing yourself and parents of the school? I know this is obviously an ongoing situation that could go in a different direction, but as far as, we so appreciate having mm-hmm. you call in today, but is there anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I just want to say that when you don't allow children to sing songs about joy and loving themselves, that's sending a really powerful message too. I mean, that's the root of childhood, is to love who you are and to love yourself and to accept people and love them for who they are. And when you ban songs about rainbows and claiming that it's a political thing, in my opinion, the banning of that song is a far more political act than using the song at all in the school. And so I would just want anybody, you know, involved to reflect on that. Like, what message are you sending to the children when you tell them they can't sing a song, Rainbow Land, which literally says, can we all come together in a rainbow land? You're sending a message that that's inappropriate. And that's what I have a big problem with, is that it's a very contradictory message than the one that I teach my child at home.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, thank you so much for filling us in, Sarah. We will keep tabs on this. Feel free to let us know as things develop. But
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep talking about this. I guess along with what we should ban before we ban rainbow songs, what's your favorite rainbow songs song? Because there's a fair amount of them out there. I mean, obviously, the most obvious is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But maybe when we come back, we'll talk about some other rainbow songs that, you know, aren't always, rainbows aren't always gay, you weirdos. Thanks for the call, Sarah. We'll be back in just a minute. If you want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden declares an emergency in Mississippi where a tornado killed dozens of people. LeBryant Knight lives in Rolling Fork and saw the storm turn buildings into rubble.
It was probably 10 seconds and it was gone. And once I look out the window, I thought my whole town had been destroyed, which it mostly was.
7 people have now died in an explosion at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Rescuers discovered the final 2 victims Sunday. Mayor Samantha Kaag.
We will not be announcing any names of the identified victims until we know for certain that their family has been contacted. They have had time to process and break the news to themselves, to those close to them.
A grand jury in Manhattan reconvenes in the morning in a case that could result in an historic indictment against a former president. CBS's Nicole Killian.
It's unclear if or when we may see charges against former President Trump. He says he did nothing wrong and suggests the district attorney has no case.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mavenaire. Here's what you need to know. Conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly says he's not bothered that one of his most vocal supporters has ties to the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Conservative activist Scott Pressler planned several Stop the Steal rallies promoting false claims about the 2020 election and was on the grounds of the Capitol January 6th, 2021. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that Virginia native is campaigning in Wisconsin on Kelly's behalf. Kelly says, quote, I don't ask people to sit for an examination before they help me. I don't ask them what their backgrounds are. I'll take their help any day of the week, unquote. Kelly faces off against liberal judge Janet Protasiewicz on April 4th. The Tavern League holding its annual spring conference in Stevens Point, April 3rd through April 6th. The 70 local leagues will have members attending to represent every county in the state. I'm Jane Mattenair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide.
I mean, we could just keep playing this.
I'm really scared now because this is obviously a highly threatening song, and I'm just
you're clearly grooming children with this song.
I'm getting groomed by hearing this song.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. That is Jane Mattenair. And you know, I don't like beating up on Waukesha.
No.
I love, you know,
we don't like beating up on anybody.
No. And this is not to lump in, because there is obviously incredible community here. There's a lot of great parents here. We love being in downtown Waukesha. But there is something going on with that school board and some of the administrators, because this is now the third time. And granted, we get more, I'm sure there is stuff happening across the state, but we have more access to some of the issues and controversies because we record from here. But the most recent
decision
that came down yesterday. And so there has not been a ton of other media coverage on this yet. This has basically been teachers and parents circulating and trying to get attention about a decision that happened at one of the elementary schools in Waukesha, where for the first grade musical performance,
the spring concert,
the theme was going to be the world. And the songs they had chosen to sing as first graders, so we're talking like 6 and 7 year olds, was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Nice song.
Don't know how they got copyrights to that. That's very expensive. Clearly, literally, side note, every time, whenever I have to go to YouTube to unblock the copyrights, it's always a Beatles song.
Oh, no kidding. Good to know.
But they were going to sing Here Comes the Sun, What a Wonderful World,
Louis Armstrong,
Des Colores, and Rainbowland by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. And the music teacher, as a courtesy, said these are the songs we're singing, the first graders are singing for their concert. And the administration came back and said, you cannot sing Rainbowland. So then they were going to sing Rainbow Connection, which is what we just heard,
yeah,
by Kermit the Frog. Can't sing that either.
Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous songs.
And out of all the things we could ban, is this the most important thing? Should we be maybe banning something else? And so as a small act of resistance, you know, what are some of your other favorite rainbow songs?
There's quite a few.
There are quite a few. As Kermit just said, why are there so many songs about rainbows? See, I'm not a terrible singer. 844-967-2789. Give us some, either text us or call us. Give us some of your favorite rainbow songs that we could listen to and put in our arsenal as defiance, because they're so scary and dangerous. Because, you know, my first, obviously there's Rainbow Connection. I had not heard the Miley Cyrus song before, but I actually really like it. It's pretty catchy. There's obviously Somewhere Over the Rainbow in all of its, you know, covers. Obviously, Judy Garland is the original, but the Hawaiian version and everyone who's ever covered that song. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite rainbow song?
I'm really loving this Kermit song that I had never heard before.
You'd never heard this before?
I had never heard that song before, which is where the Yale Whiffenpoofs got so many songs about voting. I had no idea that that's where they riffed off of that. No, I had literally never heard that song until I downloaded it this morning, and it got me all choked up. It's adorable.
It's Kermit.
I know. We have Charles on the phone from Green Bay who wants to weigh in. What do you want to say, Charles?
Hey, after being a band director for 38 years in the school districts, the one song that at one of my school districts they wanted us to ban that we played, and we played it every halftime, was the Beer Barrel Polka.
Really? They wanted you to stop playing it?
Because it implied drinking.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Let me just clarify this. We used the song as a way to fire up the crowd because my wife was the pom-pom advisor, and the girls would get out and do polka out on the court.
Yeah.
After they did their thing, and at the very end of the song, you know, when you say Budweiser is what it's supposed to say, in the one, it was the Budweiser song, and we would do it. We would say the school's name. And then you've said it all. Because our basketball team was a pretty, competitive team.
Okay.
But the thing that I can't figure out is, okay, you're going to ban a song because it has rainbow in it.
Right.
Okay, I'm looking outside. I see a rainbow. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. That's like saying you're not supposed to say gay in Florida.
Right.
And by the way, do you know the guy who proposed that bill is now going to possibly be sentenced to 35 years in jail for fraud on a money with COVID?
Yeah.
Money?
Whoopsie. How'd that happen? I hate when that happens.
What?
Oh, we're just joking that he really stepped in.
Oh, yeah,
it.
That he, Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. It's the same way as if you're talking about baseball team names or basketball team names or football names. You know, one person gets their nose all bent out of shape and everything falls apart.
I think this is far more coordinated than that, though, Charles. I think that there are national groups that are pushing these agendas in schools across the country. This is a very coordinated thing.
I would have to agree. But it's one person gets their nose all out of joint, and then, you know, or one group, and everybody has to pay for that one person. What about the majority rules?
Yeah. You know, Charles, as a band director, was that the only song that they ever tried to keep you from playing, or is there any other ones that you ever had to...
No, they tried other ones, but the fact of the matter is, Christmas concerts are against the rules because it's Christmas. Well, when you have the 99.9% of the kids say, no, it's a Christmas concert and we vote to have a Christmas concert, the administration is kind of outweighed because, you know, the 0.1 of a percent was a student who said to me, he came to me personally and said, okay, my religion doesn't believe in this. And I said, okay, so what, do you have a remedy for that? He says, yes. Would you mind if I sat during the Christmas songs, but I'll play the other ones? I said, fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That seems like a reasonable solution. That's an easy fix.
Yeah,
he came up with a solution. I didn't, because I wasn't going to touch that thing with a 10-foot pole. But the thing is, you know, too many minorities are running the majority.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I think certainly in this situation with the Waukesha School Board, like, it feels like I keep hearing parents being very upset, whether it was just last week we were talking about how in the library they've had this new system as far as banning books and like not alerting parents of what books that are they're going to remove from the library unless there's an appeals process. And there's just, you know, the making these decisions because they're scared of some existential threat of, you know, CRT and LGBTQ and not understanding that often, I think, is it not reverse psychology that whenever you ban something, sometimes it makes young people want it even more? Thanks so much for the call, Charles, by the way. It's interesting because I don't, you know, in this recourse, like, I don't know what happens. Because the teacher, you know, the teacher I talked to this morning, who's one of the first grade teachers, this is not the first thing that's been going on. There's been conversations around what teachers can and cannot wear.
Sure.
In the Waukesha School District. But also and she's not white. She had a sign in her room that said anti-racist, which I think are we not in the place anymore where we can say that is a good thing is to be anti-racist? It's not just that you're not racist, it's that you are against racism. Is this not something that we all are like, yeah, we want to be against racism? She was told she had to take that sign down.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me at all. If you want to weigh in on this, by the way, a texter from the 262 asked on the text line when our next break was going to be because they want to call in. Don't wait.
Don't wait, yeah.
Call now, 844-967-2789. Also, for texters on that line, if you are not subscribed to us, I can't respond to you. So if you ever ask me a question and you're not subscribed and you don't hear back from me, that's why.
No, that's good enough.
Because I simply cannot respond to you. So 844-967-2789 is the number to call as we talk about scary rainbows.
Scary
songs.
Rainbows. Joe McClear says, Rainbow Connection is not only the best rainbow song, it's the best song ever written for a movie ever. That is a bold claim, Joe McClear.
That's quite the claim.
But I'm trying to think, because I looked up some other rainbow songs this morning of like, what else should be, well, we got to get rid of that. So there's Rainbow Land, which we already talked about, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Rainbow Country by Bob Marley, which I had not heard of prior, but not a song about, shockingly, not a song about LGBTQ people. It was about his home country and discrimination and apartheid.
In Jamaica.
Marley expresses how he felt at home in his homeland that is free from apartheid or discrimination against color. The rainbow in the song symbolizes diversity, and Rainbow Country is a place where everyone can live in harmony, regardless of color or race. Oh my God, so scary.
Well, it is scary, Kristen.
So scary. There's Pocketful of Rainbows by Elvis.
Like that one.
What other ones? What else are we missing? What's another good rainbow song? What am I thinking of? Oh, the Rolling Stone. She's a Rainbow. That's a good one. We got another caller.
Dave from the Shaw is checking in. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. Was calling to share, I think, what's really significant in the midst of this conversation, beyond rainbows, beyond what dress codes that the teachers have, the way that this changes is through elections.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason these policies are implemented right now is because the Waukesha School Board has become deep red, all WISRED-based candidates, support from outside the state financially when it comes to mailers. And unless we vote for people that don't stand for one political party, these kinds of policies and absurdities are just going to continue to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely.
So I'd encourage people in the next 2 weeks, get your vote in, show up on April 4th, whatever it takes to make sure this kind of stuff changes.
And remind us, who is up for election on the Waukesha School Board, and who should people be looking out for that would not vote for these kinds of things?
Sure. So there's the Waukesha School Board runs in 3-year cycles for 3 individuals. So there's 9 members, 3 of which are elected every year. There's 3 spots open. There is only one that isn't a WISRED candidate. Her name is Diane Voigt. I know her personally. I've been on like mission trips through a church together with her. She's just a phenomenal person. She's a previous educator. And whatever we can do to get people like Diane Voigt elected, I think I've got to hope that stuff like this would stop.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Dave. We got to take another break, but we would love to hear from you if you have thoughts on this. We only got one more segment before we're going to have our first guest at the noon hour, but 844-967-2789. Favorite rainbow song? What would you ban before we ban rainbow songs? This is just wild and weird. But Kermit, take us out.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed, I'm boosted, I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah, did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine, lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 27. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high of 39. Lows around 22 tomorrow night. Mid-40s Tuesday, mid-30s Wednesday, with a chance for mixed precipitation. A dusting of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Just terrifying.
I don't know. I'm going to do the rest of the show.
I don't know. This should never be played in front of children.
I feel so threatened by these rainbows. It's like, ooh.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are rounding out our conversation about a certain Waukesha elementary school that apparently does not want first graders singing about rainbows. And, because, you know, they're threatening.
Well, they're very dangerous.
They're very dangerous. Yes. And so we got Tom on the line.
Tom from Richland Center joining us at 844-967-2789. Tom, what do you want to say?
Hey, gals. Great show. Part of the problem here is that America has this thing where you got to have this fear factor that there's somebody else who's, you know, going to get us one way or another. And that's just so not true. But it really goes back all the way to the founding of the country. It was based on some people were only two-thirds of the citizen and half the population didn't count at all. And now, because those folks are getting some of their rights and not even totally up to equal, we got to find other groups to pick on. And it's just a whole lot to do with the whole Nixon won the South, the Southern strategy based on racism. And this is all just anti-gay or sexism, whatever. It's just a continuation. If you think about the Civil War soldiers, there were guys riding on horses. There were landowners, like the corporate types we got. And the guys walking barefoot and eating field corn because they didn't have any rations, eating green field corn, were fighting because they didn't want to be the low guy in the totem pole. They didn't want to be the slave. They didn't want to be the black guy. And that's the whole country is based on that. And, you know, that's what this whole generation of let's get together and disrespect each other, it's all about getting rid of that stuff. And this is just like kind of like the last gasp of just everything going back to, you know, prehistoric days. So we got to get by it.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it's all about othering. There has to be an other. You have to be able to create fear about an other.
And it's interesting because it's just... I would love to talk to someone on the trying to talk through the rational fear of it. And not because it's irrational, but as far as, like, what is the threat? Because I think sometimes the next question in all of these different bills that are getting passed at the different states, things that are happening at school board levels, it's like, if we don't talk about it, maybe they won't become gay.
Yeah.
Which is not how it works.
No. And that's kind of like, if we don't teach our teenagers about birth control, they won't have sex.
Yes.
That really works. So,
and so not talking about sexual orientation or gender identity in any grade, including high school in Florida, really feels like it's going to work out for everybody.
That's such a good idea.
And so also the step further, because to a certain extent, I feel like you can point to data where when we talk about teens having sex and birth control, there is data that proves that life is harder if you as a teen parent.
Without
right?
a doubt.
And so there is good societal reasons why we want to curb teenage pregnancy and unplanned pregnancies, whether, you know, even for people who end up, you know, choosing to have the baby.
Yeah.
What besides people's bias and fear, the no one can explain to me what is the worst thing that happens if your kid does come out, like, what is the actual threat? Because the insinuation is it is bad. The insinuation underneath all of this is that it's bad to be gay. It's bad to be trans. We have to protect them from becoming that.
Exactly. Because it's bad and dangerous and an abomination and it is all religiously based. That's the groups who are behind these kinds of things across the country are pro-religious theocracy. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And they want their biblical worldview imposed on this entire country. And it's also a political move because, again, you have to scaring your constituents is a really, really effective way to get them to come out and vote. And that's what statistically, there is no statistical evidence that drag queens or gay people are grooming children and sexually assaulting children. Statistically, the people who are doing that are involved in religious institutions and oftentimes the legal profession. That's just the truth.
That is the truth. But no one's trying to ban church.
Give me 5 minutes. Start working on it. No, but the whole tax exempt thing, that's a whole other conversation.
That's fine. That's fine. Well, I'm sure this is not the end of this story.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
It's just, it'll be interesting to see if the school says anything, if the school reverses its decision, if there is enough public pressure. Because ultimately, isn't that what happened? Unless I'm remembering incorrectly on how the story finally ended. But last year, or was it 2021, when the Waukesha School Board voted to not have free lunch because they didn't want kids to get spoiled? And it got national attention, and I'm pretty sure they reversed the decision.
Well, then it's going to take a whole lot of appearance to come out and start making a stink about this.
Well, and it is interesting of how quickly people get fired up about this, because I made a video on TikTok this morning to say that we were talking about it. And granted, this is relative TikTok numbers, but I already have 11,000 views on it.
Oh, great.
So maybe...
spread the word.
Maybe spread the word that rainbows aren't dangerous and there's bigger problems as far as protecting children than squashing their excitement and enthusiasm for a song they were really excited to sing. See, and now parents have to explain to them why they can't sing songs about rainbows, because that's really furthering the mission of what I think you're trying to do is... associate this natural occurrence in the world that means so many things to so many people, but because one group uses it as their flag, we can't talk about it anymore.
Well, it's very scary.
All right. Well, we're going to change gears when we come back from the top of the hour news. We're going to be talking about mental health and the access to mental health and maybe some policy changes that could alleviate the shortage we have on mental health professionals in the state of Wisconsin. Benjamin Garabedian, I'm going to make sure I'm saying that right. He's already here. He will be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cover your ears. It's a very dangerous song.
Full of rainbows and an arm full of you. Rainbows,
rainbows. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.